This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Monday, and I'm here with Whoopi Goldberg. This is Behind the Table. All right, we're going to get right in here.
Okay, but before we do...
Yes.
When is this mug going on sale?
We are going to announce the mug goes on sale on our Thanksgiving show on Wednesday. It technically goes on sale tomorrow. We're going to make a big announcement on Wednesday.
Very nice.
People want this. I think this is going to be like,
people are fighting in the street over this daggone mug.
It's going to be like Beyonce and Taylor Swift. It's going to grow the economy just to have our mug out
there.
I'm very excited about it.
I think so.
I'm going to start selling them out of the trunk of my car. All right. So we are very lucky to have with us, we have an audience with Whoopi Goldberg. Hi, Whoopi.
What's up?
This is very exciting. There's so much to talk to you about because it's been a while since you've been here. Speaking of audiences, you last month traveled to the Vatican to meet Pope Francis. This was incredible.
Yeah.
You called it an extraordinary experience. Why was this so important to you? Because you had mentioned this as something you wanted to do behind the scenes for a long time.
You know, it's kind of crazy, but I really like this guy. I like Pope Francis. And it's been bothering me for the last 11 or 12 years that he's been in that he doesn't really seem to get the backing of cardinals, American cardinals, or, you know, some of the higher priests. And it's been bothering me, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I just wanted to tell him I thought he was on the right track because he's talking to people who, you know, were...
He's very progressive.
Well, yeah, because, you know, divorce is something that happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a long time, divorced people were not allowed to go to church and take communion.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say to him, thank you for being progressive, because I have a lot of friends who actually love going to church who stopped.
Right.
Because they didn't feel they were welcome. And the same with the gay community. You know, Francis has been really welcoming, you know, and it's what's been bothering me is that if you subscribe to the fact that he's the last stop.
Yeah, he's the direct line.
The direct line. Then all these cardinals and all of these priests who are complaining that he's too progressive, and why are they doing that? If he's the last word from God, why are you bugging about it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense to me. So I just wanted to say thank you to him because for some reason I just felt like I needed to let him know.
Now, you've met pretty much everybody. You've met the Queen.
Yeah.
You've met presidents. You've been to the White House. This felt different a little bit from hearing you talk about it to me. Was it something, I mean, even the way this, behind the scenes, I knew that it was in the air that you might go and I had to be ready at any time to, you know, we might lose Whoopi for a show or two.
Right.
And then we got the word and you were on your way. But what made this different?
Because it's something that I'd been hoping for. He's been in, I guess, 11 years, so probably 8 or 9 of those 11 years. I just wanted to, I don't know, I just feel like he needs to know that real people are listening.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of my friends, you know, really have a lot of respect for him. And I think that's hard to do, is to garner respect from people with whom you don't necessarily agree.
No, I think so for
you
sure.
Know? So that's that. Well, so it was important for me. And he, there's something about him. He's, when I was little, there was a Pope named John the 23rd, who was the guy who changed how the church worked. He stopped speaking Latin because he wanted to bring more people back to church. I know this is crazy coming from me because most people think I have no religion, I'm not a big organized religion person, but there was something about him. It was just about him. And I thought, oh, yeah, you're welcoming. I like that.
Right.
And I wanted to tell him and say thank you.
My favorite thing was that you brought him Sister Act merch, which is hysterical. How did that come to pass?
We were told that he wanted it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
He's a fan of the film. Well, you know, he's... he's a regular guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's a regular guy. He likes movies, likes sports, you know, and I like the idea of someone, a regular guy, talking to regular people about their God.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, I love it. And the fact that he's a sister act fan, I guess, you know, you got to figure top five, he's going to be like Sound of Music, Sister Act, and a couple others. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And one hopes.
You know? That's pretty great. All right. So speaking of Sister Act, now there's something about Sister Act that makes people crazy in a good way.
Yeah.
I mean, even my favorite thing, one of my favorite stories working here was it was a season premiere show, and we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders on and her father. And, you know, she was the press secretary for you know who. And it was... could have been a contentious interview. It was fine, but it could have been. And she was backstage, and she was nervous walking out. And right before she did, she turned to me and she said, oh, there she is. I do love Sister Act. She walked
out. Know, yeah. I mean, Sister Act is the great uniter.
It is.
You know, because people of all walks of life, all colors, all shapes, all belief systems, they all like it.
Yeah.
And it's a good time. You know, I just watched it again, and I'm happy to say, you know, we're in the midst of getting Sister Act 3 done. I want to put this out. I want to make sure everybody understands. If you don't see information from me, I don't care if it's on Instagram or X or whatever. If I didn't write it, it's not happening. It's not real. There's a lot of stuff out there saying, you know, this one's in it, that one's in it. No one's in it yet except for me. Mm-hmm. I'm the one person you can be sure they cast. But until we actually have a cast, and we'll put together the best cast, we'll put together all the nuns who want to be in it, we'll do all the stuff we need to do. But, you know, it is happening, it is coming, you know, don't be concerned. We got you.
Right. And just because someone hasn't gotten a call doesn't mean they're not going to get a call.
Yeah. You know, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, adults want you to do things a certain way. You know, me, if it were up to me, I would have cast it already. We'd be shooting it just because we're talking it.
I love it.
But you know, the adults really like it when you actually have a script to go with. So.
Yeah. No, that cracks me up.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for it. And I love that you rewatched it. Were you rewatching it because it was on or because you were getting ready for this one?
No, because it was on.
Because you don't usually rewatch yourself.
I don't normally watch anything I've done. But, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm dead because it's on so often.
It's not a lot.
You know, a lot of my movies are on quite a bit. But there was something about just wanting to see it. Wanting to see it. And it was like I asked and it was there.
It holds up
like,
real well.
It really does.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. And you know, the beauty is that everybody can see themselves in this.
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, which I really love.
Now, if I can be nerdy for a second, and it's hard for me, but it's controversial because there are a lot of people who prefer Sister Act 2. Now, I know, do you have your Sister Act, you're an original, I believe, for the most part, but is there one that you feel is better than the other?
I don't know if it's better than the other, but I like 2 because I got to play with my kid. My kid was in it.
That's awesome.
You know, and so
forever,
she watches it.
Yeah, that's great.
And we talk about it, and we laugh about it, and you know, she's kept in touch with a lot of the kids who are now, you know, grown up.
Yeah.
So I like them. You know, listen, I like that they allowed me to do 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only taken, 20 years to get the third one done? Because, of course, we put together the reunion show.
Which was so much fun.
Yes.
That was an exciting day.
Yeah.
For a long time, I was trying to get you to wear that habit, and you said never.
Never.
And then we did the show, and the wheel started moving.
Yeah, it's like the movie.
I love it.
You know?
I love it. Well, other thing that happened recently on the show, you celebrated your birthday last week.
Yes,
happy birthday.
I did. Thank you.
Gladys Knight was here, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And we started it on the show, and we played the whole song on social. You got kind of emotional when she played The Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me.
Yeah.
Why was that song so special to you?
Because my mom would just walk up to my brother and I and say, you know something? And we go, what? Because, you know, no matter how many times she did it, we'd always ask the question, you know something? What? And she said, I've had my share.
Aww.
It's like, ah.
That's great.
And she would sing it to me or sing it to Clyde or sing it to both of us, which was kind of wonderful. So it just brought my mom back. But also I had a friend in the audience who I grew up with in Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to sing that because that was on radio when we were kids. And, you know, it was just great. And she was singing it and I was singing it. It was great.
There's something about the music you grew up with that never leaves you. It's really, it's fun. And I always like it when you're blasting music in your dressing room in the morning.
Yeah.
And I can always tell it's going to be a good day when you got
well,
a good song
you know,
going.
People get very uncomfortable when I make the music very loud, you know, because they have to think of what they're trying to do. And so they never come in and directly say, turn the music down. But, you know,
I think
you're hearing
okay.
it. No. I got the message.
It's a long hallway.
Down.
It's fine.
It is a long hallway.
That's my point. Well, listen, so the other thing about birthday shows in general, your birthday show was a big production. It
yeah.
always has been. The View birthday shows have become a big thing, but you really were the originator of
yeah.
the birthday celebration on the show.
Yeah.
What about birthdays? I guess some people don't like their birthdays. Some people say they don't like their birthdays, and
yeah.
then we do a big thing anyway.
Yeah.
What is it for you that makes a birthday special?
Well, I think of all the people who didn't make it to
yeah.
my age. And you know, when if you've grown up in the early days of AIDS or HIV,
mm-hmm.
And people were just dying, you know, you sort of got a real appreciation for celebrating your birthday for every
yeah.
time that you woke up, you know, because a lot of people didn't. And so for me, I celebrate. That's why I give presents to people on my birthday, because I think
that was nice of you.
I think it's important. I just think, you know, it's one of those things that I've always done. And ever since I realized that, you know, there is no day promised to anybody.
Sure.
So I try to pay close attention to that.
Yeah. Well, we always hope it's a fun day for you. I think this one was.
This was great fun.
Yeah. Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, speaking of great fun,
yeah.
we have a little announcement we can make today. We had a very special reunion at the show today that we did. This morning, we taped something. It's going to air in a couple of weeks. and it came through you. It was the cast of the classic sitcom, one of the all-time great sitcoms, Taxi, was here. And this came because Judd Hirsch gave you a call. Tell me about that.
Well, he called. He said, listen, we are all going to be in town.
It's the 45th anniversary.
It's the 45th anniversary, and we're all in town because we're seeing Danny's show on Broadway. And, you know, could you get us on The View? We should get on The View.
And as you said to me this morning, you get a lot of those phone calls.
I get a lot of those calls. But this one was
this was special.
Important. This was, yeah.
So this morning we taped, we had a big special Taxi set, and there'll be more information to come. But we had Judd Hirsch, we had Tony Danza, we had Mary Lou Henner, we had Danny DeVito, we had Carol Kane, and we had Christopher Lloyd for me. And that was amazing because in addition to Reverend Jim on Taxi, it's Doc Brown, it's amazing. But that's one of the really the blueprint great sitcoms.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that came after it with Cheers.
Yeah, Jim Burrows.
You know. The director who put that together. So anyway, that's a really special thing people can look forward to. And
well, listen, we do really fun stuff on this show. It's a, you know, it seems sometimes, I think, to us, because it's, you know, we talk about a lot of stuff going on in the world, but every now and then we do something just kind of fabulous and out there. And this was fabulous and out there. And everybody looks good and everybody's fun and, you know.
Everyone looked great.
It's a good time.
No, it's really good. So I'm excited for that. It's going to air on December 11th.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be really cool.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's this is a long stretch for us of shows. Yeah. And now we're going to have a couple days off for Thanksgiving. And then we get into the holidays, which is really fun around here because we've got the giveaways, the 12 days of giveaways and Santa shows up,
and
so that's kind of fun. And then we get a little break, and then we get another long stretch. But I feel like the show's in a good place for the most part, and we're doing this podcast every day, which has been a little extra work, but I'm enjoying it. And
but let me ask you, so because you've become the sole EP on this.
I have, yes.
How has that been?
It's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of work. It's it's good. I enjoyed having people to work with before and to kind of use as a sounding board. And what do you think? But the team here is so good. And it really is. I mean, I'm really blessed by producers that have been here for so long. Robin, who runs the Hot Topics team, is really great person to have to go through things with. But, you know, it's a little bit I'm on a ledge sometimes with is it going to be a good decision or a bad decision?
Right.
But I don't mind the pressure.
Do they come for you ever on social media?
Sometimes, but you know, it's part of the job and I'm okay with it. I don't get nothing compared to what you guys get.
Well, I don't even know what comes in that way. I can hurt my feelings much better than anybody else can hurt my feelings. So why should I let someone else have the pleasure of, you know, tearing me up and taking it to heart?
Yeah.
But I wonder because I know that this is not the easiest gig to do because you are really having to help get us around what we should be talking about, what we can talk about, and the stuff we want to talk about that we shouldn't be talking
about. Well, listen, I think, you know, the blessing and the curse of this show is that you guys really do determine for the most part what we talk about, and I just try to help steer through the negative possible outcomes and of what we're talking about. And then also I try to help kind of keep us on the tracks when things are going there. And but, you know, it's a hard show because it's built to be different women of different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And you're all very strong and you all have very strong voices and you all deserve and need to be heard and just trying to figure out that balance. But I feel like we're more balanced than we've been in a very long time. It feels like it's a fun place to come to work, which...
Well, yeah. I mean, in part, I think people thought that they were going to be able to find a different kind of Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got out and started looking for somebody, it turns out many of Republicans felt the same way we felt.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so I think that finding Alyssa was a good idea. I like her vibe.
I do, too.
You know, I like her vibe.
I do too. I think she's, you know, she's got strong opinions and she understands that we're not all going to agree and she doesn't turn the table over if someone disagrees with her. And you have to disagree on the show. It's an opinion show. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And you have to have people there that represent the audience at home. But it's tricky. So you just got to do the best job you can. But I think Alyssa's been a great addition. Anna has been around so long, she feels like she's always been there. But having her regularly as a full co-host has been great, too. Yeah. And you guys, you know, the thing that makes me laugh all the time is when people say, it's just one view on The View. There's not one view on anything on this show.
No, but people, the thing that people forget is that your idea of what I think and my idea of what I think are two different things.
Yes.
Because we speak about so many different things that you only know sporadically where I'm coming from.
I'm constantly, more than anyone else, surprised by where you're going to come in. I never know where you're going to be on something.
Neither do I. You know, I mean, because most of these things I don't think about. You know, they're not in my everyday zeitgeist. You know, I know that a lot of the ladies live in front of the news. I can't do it.
You don't do it. No.
I can't because it would require so much anger all the time from me that I'm not willing to give that up.
No. And you'll occasionally send me something where you're like, I saw this. I read this. This is important. We should talk about it. But in the same way, you're right. You're not watching 25 people talk about a topic before you get in there.
Yeah.
And I think you do come in fresh in a way that's different and interesting.
It's interesting to me, certainly.
It's interesting to me, too. I had to laugh today when you talked about being instructed to go along with.
Yes, to look a little cheery.
Look a little cheery.
Feel like, you know, that I'm interested in it. You know, for me, it's as much fun to poo-poo.
I know.
It is only because, you know, I think it's hysterical to ask four married women about a singles subject.
Well, as a single, you can just go in yourself and...
You know, but I am so single that I scare people because, you know, I just say, listen, I'm not looking to live with anybody. I don't want anybody in the house. I'm hit and run. Let's go. Good night. That's me.
That's an important perspective you bring, and I think you're not alone in the audience.
Yes, but who wants to hear it every day?
People at home,
no,
I think, are there.
They know. They know. People, women yell, hit and run. Yep. Yeah. And I'm like, go ahead, girl.
I don't want anyone living in my house.
That's right. No, and people say that to me all the time.
That's one of your best quotes,
I think.
It's good. Well, we had Josh Gad on the show today, and he invited you to be in his Broadway show. Would you ever do six shows a week again? Could you see yourself going back to Broadway?
I could do six. I won't do eight.
Right.
Yeah, I can't do eight. I know that.
Right.
It's just, I mean, I'm not going.
It's exhausting, right?
It is exhausting. And if you're, you know, it's him and...
Andrew Rannells, and they're doing it alone.
You know, it's just the two of them. And so for me, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. I like one night. Yeah, I'm all about one night. I like one night at a casino. You know, I can get up and do stuff at the casino. I like that.
All right. Well, before we go, I have to ask, what is Thanksgiving like at Whoopi's place?
It's me and my turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I make my mother's turkey, which she would start cleaning the inside of the turkey out at 9 p.m. And then she'd stuff it. And she'd put holes in it, you know. She's... You know, so that when she basted it, everything would keep it moist.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cover it with aluminum foil and put 4,000 pounds of butter at the bottom of it.
Oh, wow.
But I love a really moist, wonderful turkey. And so I make it the way that she did. And so I baste it every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat at 1 because I like to eat early.
We were talking about that today, about when people eat Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We do it at 2, but it's the same kind of principle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, because you want to do it and get people out so they feel like they came, they had a good time, and then they have the rest of the day.
Now, I feel like your house, in addition to having family there, you tend to pick up strays occasionally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Usually there are at least 6 or 7 extras.
Often very famous people sometimes.
Sometimes not.
Yeah.
Sometimes not. Just folks that, you know, are on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it, you know.
Yeah.
And I have a pretty good time.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty good time. Yeah, I'm not doing it this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out of the country.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I'm going out of the country. Got to get away. That's all we can use.
Yeah. All right. Going to the country. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate you coming in. It's been 2 months since the last one. Maybe you'll come back before 2 months. We'll see.
What is 2 months from now? January?
January.
Maybe I'll do the first one you do back.
Oh, look at that. All right. Lock it in.
Make sure you heard the word maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I heard the word maybe, but we can edit that out.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back tomorrow with The View's warm-up comedian, Regina DeChico. Just as a programming note for the rest of the week, Behind the Table will be on break Thanksgiving Day and the Friday after. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.